What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Elizabeth Peak about the Federal Reserve hesitating to reduce interest rates and why. Data, but what data? Liz speaks to the consumer. The consumer drives the American economy, the global economy. It dominates. If the consumer slows down, then there's reason for the Federal Reserve to pause, to wait, maybe to reduce rates, maybe to watch some more because of the said-to-be effect of tariffs leading to inflation. However, right now, what's the consumer doing? Liz summarizes spending. Here's Liz Peak on the consumer, the mighty warrior of the global economy, U.S. consumer. More tonight.
Well, again, forgive me, but the Wall Street Journal is seriously schizophrenic. I mean, yesterday, I think the big headline on the front page was the U.S. economy is regaining its swagger, right? Today, there's one Trump effect starts to show up, slow up in the economy. I mean, today's headline, excuse me, is U.S. leading indicators show economic clouds gathering. So, I mean, you go from one day everything is great, second day clouds are gathering. I don't know. I mean, the bottom line, the consumer continues to surprise. John, you and I have talked about this for 5 years now. That the consumer seems to come through almost no matter what. Surely right now, with the S&P up 30% since the April tariff tantrum, there is a wealth effect taking hold. People are feeling free to spend a little bit more generously. I was stunned by J.P. Morgan's, in their earnings call, they mentioned that card spending was up 7% in the last quarter. That is a huge increase. And I've seen lesser numbers, but still pretty good numbers from Bank of America, which reports their card spending from time to time. So, the consumer seems okay. The thing I would be worried about if I were Jay Powell is that if people become pessimistic about their opportunity to get rehired or about, being able to switch jobs for more pay, et cetera, then I think you're going to have some slowdown in consumer spending. But right now it's doing okay.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.